From Spark and Anvil and ReadQuest, this is Hunch in Chapter 1 of the ReadQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Hunch is a hound tween with an unusually sensitive nose. His nose is super important. It helps him teach. Hunch can smell what is not on the page. He reads with his eyes, just like any other ReadQuest student. But his nose also sniffs out things. Things the text hints at. Things it doesn't say. Implied facts. Unstated feelings. Hidden details. Hunch's nose finds them all. His tail wags slowly when he smells an inference. It wags faster when the inference is strong. Hunch grew up in a small village. It was near the academy's wordwoods. His family were all hounds. They were the village trackers. They found lost sheep. They found missing children. They found stolen things. Hunch was the youngest of 7 hound children. He was supposed to be a tracker too. But Hunch loved books more. He liked them more than tracking things. He would read in the family workshop. His older brothers and sisters practiced tracking. Books were the only things they gave his sensitive nose a real workout. Tracking lost sheep was too easy for Hunch. The sheep trails were obvious. Books were different. They were full of small implied things. The words didn't say them outright. Hunch's nose was secretly excited by these hints.
At 14, he knew it. His nose was perfect for finding inference. Following scent trails was one kind of work. But finding implied facts in text, that was the kind he loved. When he was 19, he walked to ReadQuest Academy. The academy master talked to him. The master said, "Read this passage. Tell me what is implied." The passage had been,
"Sarah walked into the kitchen at 6 a.m. The coffee was already brewed. Her mother's car was gone." In his classroom, Hunch starts every first lesson the same way. He sits on a small cushion. It's at the front of the room. He has a small book on his lap. He says, "I am Hunch. My nose smells what the text hints at, but it doesn't say it. Watch closely." He reads a short passage aloud. It's usually the Sarah and Coffee story. His nose twitches. His tail wags. He says, "My nose found these inferences. The mother woke before 6. She brewed coffee. She left in a car. She didn't want to wake Sarah. The text didn't say any of this. It only told us the time, and about the coffee, and the missing car. The hints came from those facts." Then he teaches the students to read like he does, with their eyes and their noses. He shows them his main way of doing things. First, read what the text says directly. Second, ask questions. What does this hint at? What must be true for this to happen? How would someone feel to act this way? What would explain this detail? These implied facts are real understanding. They are not just guesses. He always warns them, inferences need to be backed up by the text itself. Don't infer things the text doesn't hint at. For example, Sarah's mother was happy is not a good inference. The story doesn't tell us how she felt. But Sarah's mother left before Sarah woke is a good inference. The car was gone. Sarah just walked in. Those facts tell us.
Anchor, you'll meet her later, often helps Hunch teach this. Inferences need anchors, like a boat needs one. Hunch and Anchor often show this together. Hunch finds the inference. Anchor points to the words that prove it. When students ask Hunch if inference is hard, he always says the same thing. It's not hard. It's reading what isn't on the page. The text gives you hints. The reader puts the hints together. They find the hidden meaning. What must be true for this to happen? What would explain this detail? The answers are inferences. His nose finds them. With practice, your eyes will too. He still keeps the small book on his lap. The children sometimes ask to read from it. He always lets them.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Hunch. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.